Well, there's a new book out about the South Broadway Athletic Club in the Soulard neighborhood. It's been there since 1899, and they've had wrestling, and they've had boxing, and they've had just a bunch of really cool events over 130 years almost here. And to talk about it, the author of the book, Miriam Moynihan, and Dan Gunther, who contributed to the book as well, both with us in studio. We have the copy of the hardcover right here, the South Broadway Athletic Club. So if you are watching on YouTube, Facebook, or Twitter, you can see it. This book is very cool. And guys, we appreciate you coming in.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
We're going to start with one thing, because Dan told me during the break that he never, unless he's at the beach, wears shorts. Ever.
Really?
Ever.
It's just a thing. If I'm at a pool or the beach, I'll have shorts. But otherwise, I'm just
See?
This
jeans.
Is the man
This is what I'm talking
talk.
About.
Yeah, pants all the time.
Does it just feel a little uncouth, not professional enough to wear shorts?
I don't know. I'm sure if it's professional or it's just my skinny legs. It's my, I think that might actually be the problem.
Dan has shame. I don't.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the difference.
I don't know if you guys saw Chris Ranji's legs, but he is incredibly proud of him. He's convinced that people were blown away.
You should have seen the office light up when I walked in. And it wasn't that because they're pale.
They're pretty pale.
So this book is super cool. I love it. And I love that neighborhood in particular just because of the old history that's there. And this South Broadway Athletic Club is part of that history.
Absolutely. The club has been in the neighborhood since 1899. The first address was at 611 Guyer. And they outgrew that after about 15 years and moved to our current location, which is 2301 South 7th at Shenandoah.
Wait, they outgrew it in 1899?
No, like 1914.
1914, okay. Yeah. But still, pretty quickly.
Years. Yeah,
pretty quickly.
It was. I mean, they started, I think, just on one floor of 611 Guyer, and then eventually took another floor, the basement, and then they needed a bigger space, and they found the space that we're in now, which was several other things before. I think our building was built in like 1897, mm-hmm. And it was originally Stupp Brothers Steel, and so they made a very substantial building with a huge event space in the middle, and the South Broadway Athletic Club took it over.
What is the significance or impact of boxing in St. Louis specifically, and how did it help shape our city?
Yeah, I mean, I think the boxing, if you go back to the early 1900s, late 1890s, organizations in South City especially were a lot of like athletic clubs. Mm-hmm. There were a lot of the immigrants had clubs that they would form. South Broadway Athletic Club, actually, when we were doing the research, it's interesting to note that we originally were formed as a debate club, because back then that debate was really kind of one of the things that you
want to... And if this doesn't work, we'll punch each other.
Well, and, it quickly turned to boxing. So that kind of shows you how a bunch of, I guess at the time it was a bunch of young Germans that were building
that
up Soulard. And they went straight from debating to boxing.
My last name is Mark Scores.
Mark
so
Scores.
So coming from a long line of stout, angry Germans, I get it.
For the athletic clubs, boxing was really something that during that time, a lot of the young immigrants would put their energy behind boxing and wrestling. And so for South Broadway, there were a lot of organizations, other athletic clubs throughout the city of St. Louis, namely the Missouri Athletic Club, which we have a little section in our book about how there were stories from the early 1900s of the South Broadway, the boys in blue, because we had blue shorts, mm-hmm. Taking on the Missouri Athletic Club, and some of the articles from the Globe Democrat from the early 1900s talking about that.
This athletic club was instrumental in helping start Guns and Hoses, which is a every year it is a huge event in St. Louis, raising money for first responders. And there was a group from the South Broadway Athletic Club that started it, right?
Correct. There were a few of the coaches namely a guy named Joe Weber, who was one of the coaches at South Broadway, and a handful of other guys that
Jerry Clinton
was instrumental in starting Guns N' Hoses. So every year Guns N' Hoses is raising millions of dollars for Backstoppers, the First Responders mm-hmm. Fund, that is something that initially kind of started out of South Broadway Athletic Club because of our boxing program that we had.
So you had South Broadway boxing. You also mentioned wrestling, mm-hmm. and I know we talk a lot about wrestling at the Chase. Were those related at all, or did the South Broadway boxing and wrestling just help grow the sport so that you also had it at the Chase? I wasn't sure if there was any correlation between those two.
Well, wrestling at South Broadway Athletic Club, it was a feeder, part of a feeder system.
Okay.
And so they helped develop talent that would go on to larger stages. But it's strictly amateur.
Amateur, yeah.
And now we have MMWA, the Mid-Missouri Wrestling Association. They've been doing wrestling at our club every second Saturday for 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so it did kind of dovetail with wrestling at the Chase. But wrestling at the Chase eventually stopped and we continued.
Yeah. One of my favorite events every year is Mardi Gras because it is such a big deal. And really, it's I think we all know that it is one of the biggest in the country, aside from New Orleans. And what is the athletic club's role in that, in the history of it? Because I know it's been a part of it since the 80s when the Mardi Gras here started.
Correct. Yeah. So Mardi Gras, for Soulard, it is just a whole, season of celebrations. It's not just the single Grand Parade Day, but it's the Taste of Soulard and the Scavenger Hunt and a number of different events. So South Broadway has always been a part of, helping the Mardi Gras Inc. that runs it to not only facilitate, we're one of the stops on the Taste of Soulard. We have Retouffee, our famous homemade Etouffee recipe from one of our former members, Ray Wiley. The Grand Parade Day really is, it's one day that kind of makes it for a lot of the bars and restaurants in Soulard. Obviously coming out of winter when it's a slower season for especially the bars with patios and stuff, it really is a day that just kind of brings it in. So we bring hundreds of people to South Broadway Athletic Club because we are right on the parade path, and we'll set up we'll have usually about six bars outside that we'll set up. We'll have a band inside. We'll have an all-day pass where people can get a wristband. They can come in and out, use our restrooms, buy drinks for a more affordable price indoors. But we really have been, since the beginning of Mardi Gras, have been a part not only with helping with all of the events that they throw throughout the season, but also with one of our president was one of the board members for Mardi Gras Inc., or the Mardi Gras Foundation. So we've been part of that for a long time.
So you've had this rich history at the South Broadway Athletic Club. What do you see as its future? What's to come for that building?
Well, we've been having Queen of Hearts every Thursday for a couple of years now. And so the club is open to the public every Thursday night. And we welcome the neighborhood and the community. And it's a fundraiser, but it's also a raffle. And just 2 weeks ago, a neighborhood lady won something like $60,000 in the raffle.
Great.
So,
I'll also say for the future, if you hopefully all your listeners will go out and purchase the book. Mm-hmm. The books are available all throughout the city. But the last chapter of the book is called The Comeback. And I think that's an important part of the story of South Broadway. We were around for over 100 years, but the organization got to a point to where, it lacked leadership, it lacked funds, it lacked members. It was to a point to where the organization itself was really at a point to where it could have gone under. This is, probably the 2014, 2015 era. And then that's when a handful of people, Soulard residents, our current president, Kevin Wilkins, a handful of his friends came in because there were stories in the paper about the South Broadway Athletic Club is on its last leg. And so I think a handful of us, 10 years ago now, saw an opportunity to come back and kind of put a little bit of fresh energy into the club. And so really this book is, for us, it is a celebration of 125 years, but it's also looking forward to the next 125 years.
Yeah.
We've got to the club now to a point where we've put a whole lot of money into the building itself, into renovations. We have a good bank account finally. We've built up our membership. So we have a whole lot of young St. Louis residents that have kids that are growing up in the club again. So so the book is a celebration of the past 125, but also for the future, though, we're going to make sure we're there another 125 years. So.
It's a really cool book. I love the pictures in it, too, because I love seeing the, you know, how things used to look. I am a nerd for that sort of stuff. So this book is called The South Broadway Athletic Club, St. Louis's Home for Boxing, Wrestling, and Cheap Beer since 1899. Miriam Moynihan and Dan Gunther, we appreciate you guys coming in, and this is very cool. So thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Thanks, Amy. Thanks for having us in today.
It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.